Jim Taylor on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. Let's chat with Carson Holmes. He is the president of the Mercer County 4-H Teen Federation. He's a junior down at Mercer County High School. In the Mercer County 4-H Teen Federation, they have an event coming up this weekend. We're going to get into that a bit later in our conversation. But first up, Carson, just to kind of give us a thumbnail sketch, what is involved with the Mercer County 4-H Teen Federation, and tell us a little bit about your role as president.
All righty. So the Teen Federation is quite literally a group of teenagers from the all Mercer County 4-H clubs, and we pretty much put on the big events for 4-H in Mercer County. So obviously younger kids, there's a lot of them involved, and they might not be able to work out all the logistics of larger events. So that's kind of what we handle, like the soup supper and the barbecue. So those are kind of our two main events. This year, I am the president of Teen Federation. So I lead our meetings, and I wouldn't say I have a whole lot of, say over everything. We do it pretty much as a team. So everybody comes with ideas, and we just kind of pick the best ones and roll with them and make sure they go off without a glitch.
So that's called democracy within the 4-H Teen Federation. All right, so give us a little history lesson in terms of your days in 4-H. How long do they go back, and what are some of the different things you've done over the years?
So I started 4-H the year I moved out to our family farm, so around third grade. So I've been in it, quite a long time. I've held every office that I can in my personal 4-H club. I've served the two terms in a row that I can as president. I'm currently the secretary of my Joy Eliza Ag 4-H club. I think it's definitely something good to be in, and it's something you stick with. Not something you can just drop out of.
Yeah, so that's a great history lesson from you and a great legacy in 4-H dating back to third grade. So you can brag a little bit about your 4-H club. Tell us a little bit about that.
Joy Eliza Ag is probably the most active club in the county. We have an overwhelming amount of clover buds. So they are second grade and under kids. And we have a lot of them, and we are very active with them. So every month during our meetings, the clover buds go out with a couple of our leaders, and they learn about fun things, and they do fun activities while we hold our regular business meeting. So we are definitely the most active with our clover buds and within participation and that sort of thing.
All right, so you have a big event. The Mercer County 4-H Teen Federation has a spaghetti luncheon fundraiser coming up this Sunday, and it's from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., and it benefits the Mercer County Veterans Honor Marker program. So just tell us a little bit about getting involved in this, and why did the 4-H Teen Federation want to get on board with something like this?
Yeah, so obviously last year, right when COVID started, was normally when we hold our soup supper at the fire station, and we were already planning on donating our money from that to the marker program, and we had to cancel the soup supper, and we weren't able to do it, so we decided we already committed to them to give our funds to them, so we'll just go ahead and stick with it, and we won't worry about finding a new organization. And we'll just donate our funds to the marker program.
Yeah, is there a reason you chose that cause this time, I guess?
I wouldn't say any particular reason. Just at our meetings, we all kind of come up with different organizations within the community that we think it would be good for. And different fundraisers that we do, we just alternate and we change it up every time to not give the same charity all of our money.
Yeah, and for those people, a little background for the Mercer County Honor Marker Program. Basically, the way that works, a group wants to recognize 300 veterans buried at Mercer County area cemeteries with honor markers recognizing their service. So the Mercer County 4-H Teen Federation is helping with that effort coming up this Sunday, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., this spaghetti luncheon fundraiser, and it's taking place at the American Legion in Alito. That's on Route 17. It's a drive-up situation, and you can call ahead 373-3636. That's 309-373-3636. Or 371-6158, that's 371-6158, area code 309, to place your order. Did I cover everything with that fundraiser, right, taking place this Sunday? Anything else you need to mention about that?
I think you pretty much covered it. Come out, support a great cause. There'll be multiple drive-up lanes, so you shouldn't have to wait long or anything.
All right, and again, I'll repeat those numbers. These are 309 area codes, 373-3636. 371-6158 to place your order for this spaghetti luncheon fundraiser Sunday, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Again, the pickup is at the American Legion Post 121 on Illinois Route 17 east of Alito. Carson Holmes, great work with the Mercer County 4-H Teen Federation. Keep it up.
Thank you very much.
I'm Jim Taylor on WRMJ.